This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Need funding to purchase your next business? Trust the experts with over 30 years' experience in providing funding for the life of your business. Benetrends Financial. You can check them out at Benetrends.com. Benetrends.com. My friend, the CEO, Rocco Fiorentino. I use him on the show sometimes to give good advice. So we were just talking about, you know, being able to save money with the technology. I mean, basically, we're moving into a whole new world where technology rules. And, you know, it's funny that, you know, this next guest coming up, in today's sharing culture, your employees are used to posting about every minute of their lives and all the minutiae on the social media world. And that can mean bad news for your company. So James Pooley is here. He is author of the book Secrets, Managing Information Assets in the Age of Cyber Espionage. James, welcome to the show. You know, it's interesting. I got to tell you. So just, I think it was a couple days ago. I don't even know what day it was. My life is like a blur. A person comes in. She goes, look at this. She shows me an email. No, it was a Facebook post of an angry employee that was literally reeling and F-bombing and everything. I mean, it was like, whew, this thing. I mean, the iPhone she was showing at me on was like flames were coming out of it. And, of course, now that was up for about 2 days before it got taken down. But the stuff that was said on this, so Facebook and social media can be used as a weapon, but also accidentally people can take pictures of things. Perfect example. I get opportunities to see things in advance, and they say, listen, this is under embargo. You can't show it until X date at X time. And, oh, you know, the temptation is so great to just tweet a little something or post a little picture, and it's only my friends. Nobody really important is going to see it. These things happen all the time, and you never know who is watching, because who knows what your job is and how important it is to you is much more important to somebody that wants to steal that information. So let's get into this. Let's talk about this. Your book, Secrets, Managing Information Assets in an Age of Cyber Espionage. What brought this on for you to want to write this book, James Pooley? And I'm going to call you Jim if that's okay.
It is, Alan. Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be with you. Well, I just got off a government gig. I spent 5 years running the international patent system for the UN. And while I was doing that, I had the opportunity to go around the world, talk to business leaders, government leaders, and everybody was more or less satisfied in most places with how the patent system was working, and they understood it. But the thing that they couldn't understand was how were they supposed to take all of this other information that they know is so critical now in the 21st century? It's data is everything. How are they supposed to protect that when people are telling them they need to share it, they need to collaborate, they need to do all of these other deals? And so it seemed to me there had to be an easy-to-read business book available that would give people some basic guidance on how to deal with this really, really critically important business asset beyond just worrying about, you know, people breaking in, cyber hackers.
Mm-hmm. So I am the collective soul of my audience. And you know what everybody's wondering right now is what James Pooley thinks is going to happen to Miss Hillary Clinton with all of this craziness that she's involved with right now.
Well, I wish I knew. It would be really good to have that kind of clarity on political issues. And if I could do that, I'd figure out a way to do it on financial ones.
But I mean, think about the espionage, though. You know, I mean, it's like if anybody should be conscious, I mean, in the world you came from and the world she is in, of potential of cyber espionage, it should have been her. And my gosh, I mean, and not whether she's going to win the presidency or whatever. It's more like what's going to happen to her, because she was not using her head in any of this. Because if she had read your book, Secrets, Managing Information Assets in an Age of Cyber Espionage, maybe she wouldn't have made those mistakes. Am I right?
Maybe she wouldn't. But, you know, one of the things we all, I think we all can agree on, it has become so complicated to figure out what is the right thing to do. I mean, not so long ago, we thought the best way to protect our data systems was to make sure we had a very, very strong perimeter. Now we find out that the hackers are breaking in all the time, and the best tools are the ones that detect the breaches that are actually happening that we can't prevent. Mm. And so it gets a little complicated when you're trying to decide what is the best IT system or tools to use. But my book is more about how do you manage it? How, yeah, as a business owner, do you work with your employees, work with your customers and your suppliers to make sure that they're respecting the kind of data that you want to keep private for the company?
Well, I had to ask that because of the debates earlier this week, and knowing that the next one coming up is going to be the, you know, Hillary will have to get up there and answer for all her silliness. But
maybe I should run because I dodged your question pretty well.
You did a pretty good job. I realize we're talking about social media and all that kind of stuff, and dealing with it within the organization, the company that you own. But it's so funny that, you know, these are things that we, and I kind of, in some ways, kind of feel bad for Hillary, because, you know, I mean, my kids, they were born with computers in their cribs with them, you know, and my son, who's 27 now, whose wife wants to have a baby, you know, their children are going to be superhuman when it comes to this technology world. But, you know, the Clintons, they it's like almost like, wow, you know, it seems kind of dumb to a lot of us what she did. But maybe she just didn't know any better, thinking, well, put that over there in my bathroom, in the closet over there. It'll be just fine, you know? So anyway,
well, it'll be interesting to find out.
It sure will. All right, so today, here's what I'd like from you, is a few tips. And I know that, you know, your book is full of them. Again, everybody, you can find his book. It's called Secrets, Managing Information Assets in the Age of Cyber Espionage. But you have some tips for us. Let me start with one now, and then we'll finish some on the other side of the break. Maybe you can help these entrepreneurs, these business people, to not make the same mistakes that so many others have made when it comes to something as simple as Facebook and social media, and that people do all day, every day in their business. Go for it.
Thanks, Alan. And the most important thing, and the one that most business owners don't really think about, is that this is a problem. They don't realize it until after it bites them. So you need to first understand that your employees are dealing with a lot of very important assets that aren't money, they aren't property, that's information. And they need to be trained in a way that they understand that the sanctity of this information, the confidentiality of it, is something that their jobs depend on. And the reason that's so important is, as you were saying at the top here, when you hire people who spend all night engaged in massive self-disclosure,
right,
you know, on social media,
right,
you know, can you expect them to come in the next morning and be the picture of discretion when it comes to your own data? Or is there a risk that they're going to send a message out to a bunch of their friends and say, hey, look at this cool thing that I've been working on? Or
exactly,
can you believe the next market that this guy wants us to go to?
Right.
And all of a sudden, things that you don't want the competition to know are out on the social media.
All right, hang tight. We're talking with my new friend, Jim Pooley. James Pooley, author, Secrets, Managing Information Assets in an Age of Cyber Espionage. Scary stuff. Here's one of his quotes here. He says, "The internet, which spawned social media, has changed the way we work and communicate." Okay, so his book will tell you all about how to deal with this stuff. And, you know, we're all doing it. We're all guilty of it. I'll tell you how to get a hold of him and his book on the other side. You're listening to Ink Radio.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.